You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. We'll be with you for the hour.
Thank you. spoon of cough syrup now. Whoa, whoa.
Is the same. There we go. How we doing, man? What's happening? All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sooner or later, you're going to understand that. There we go. Nobody can live forever. Nobody will know how I feel. Nobody can give the answers. Nobody can play but for real. Nobody can live forever. Nobody will know how I feel. Nobody can give the answer. Nobody can play but for real. There's no God, there's no heaven. There's no devil, there's no hell. There's no no heaven, yeah. There's no devil, there's no hell. Don't you worry,
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 don't you worry.
Play your music,
play your music,
play your music.
Life is strange, believe me, it keep it down, rest a while. You're moving my emotions. So in love. You don't have to worry. You have my devotion. This love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith and it will swallow you. Loving you is what I'll always feel. Never ever doing things against our will.
Welcome back. This is Instant Crush, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm your host, Dave Jollis, joined by my two co-hosts, Liaz Maxwell Gilliams and Osmataz Buckshank. Liaz, Osmataz, how are we doing?
Wait, so I'm Osmataz?
No, I'm Osmataz.
No, that's Liaz.
Yeah.
And you're Osmataz.
Thank you. Okay.
How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Couldn't be better.
Good to hear.
Liaz, how about yourself?
Pretty good. Feeling nice on a Saturday night.
Excellent.
Sunday morning.
It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Medford, Massachusetts. By beautiful, I mean it's 45 degrees and windy.
But we kind of got
nice.
Blessed, actually.
I walked here. It was nice.
Yeah,
it was warmer than the week was.
Yeah. All right. So, Jared, what do we have on the menu for tonight?
Y'all been seeing this weather recently? No, just kidding.
It's cold.
We've got a lot of music tonight. Think we're going to let it ride out for a while. Got around 50 minutes of songs, starting off with a Hard to Go a Week Without Paul Simon song. So we've got The Obvious Child.
Remembering a road sign, I'm remembering a girl when I was young. said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are free. The cross is in the ballpark, and the cross is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son, we thought we'd call him Sonny. Sonny gets married and moves away. Sonny has a baby and bills to pay. Sonny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Well, I've been waking up at sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night receive the moon of my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious job? Why deny the obvious job? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
When we can dance halls,
Saga boy, 20 man, ride out when making in my hand. Love all of my fun, 1, 2, 3, them all of the gang.
Move a couple pound of weed and a couple dollar van. Rock pocket, find another plan.
Kia done,
push up on a one.
Wanna respect the world as well?
And pick up the sound, man. Gibby DJ walk. Ayo, but for them attack. Then I wanna pull, then I wanna itch your outline, then my blood clot chalk.
Early in the night when you bring out the music with the backwards in the band, kill a sound, man. Music live and direct when it all goes down.
Like an idiot boy, you know when I fuck round.
Big tune make the world go round.
Make way, bring the sound boy crowd.
Them finna, where the wicked is song.
One boxing on your face, make a sound boy frown.
Just like Ringling Brothers, I'll daze and astound. Captivate the mass, cause the prose is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Boom it in your, boom it in your, boom it in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists, for we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low-key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. The cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns, you can check out the Viper.
Them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to Jah I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabaranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here. It's time to wreck shop. I got Tip and Shah, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. Sit jet to the store and buy the LP on Jive RCA, cassettes and CDs. Produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef Anselm, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers, so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one. And everybody up on Linden know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up.
Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass. For the job originates that feeling of pizzazz. It's a universal sound. Bless the brothers on the ground and the 1-6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm eccentric cause I once had an orgy. And sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a slink, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new Newbians, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man, Lost Professor, you don't stop. For the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last not least, on the short shot, this is Zulu Nation.
Between you and Biggie, it was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like...
Central, I got a black man shot. I wonder if they left.
Fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking blood. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the black Frank White. We had the no dreads to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Showed they toes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. Run from the police, picture that. Nigga, I'm too fat. I fuck around and catch an asthma attack. That's why I bust back. It don't faze me. When he drop, take his clock and I'm Swayze. Celebrate my escape. Solar clock, bust some weight. Lay back, I got some money to make. Motherfucker.
Crash as I laugh, pushing the gas when my clocks blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had and plenty wishes. No hesitation in extermination of these snitches. Envious bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world's trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brew and now the media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. My history with the police to shake the crime rate. My main man had two strikes slip, got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and emptied the clip. Got tired of running from the police. Just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Kind of took me by
witch dope for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Cause they ain't coming back from that.
Power 106.
LA, it's your girl Yessie Ortiz. Got some brand new music. I need you to turn it up and let me know what you think. It's Lloyd called Oakland on Power 106.
I was making Japanese and she's watching DVDs. In Oakland. Now I'm driving up the 5 and she waits till I arrive. In Oakland. In Oakland. Everything that I wanted. Only gotta drive for the moment. If you tell me turn around in the morning, for the moment. But you know me. You know how I get when I'm lonely. And I think about you in the moment. But everything you do is so Oakland, so Oakland.
On the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go before I get to the baby. That's a problem, cause I'm way too scared to call and you might give me a stay night.
I don't really want to drive, but I think I'd probably die.
In Oakland, in Oakland.
When my hands are blue and thin, so I guess it all depends.
On Oakland, on Oakland.
And I'm nervous, truth be told, I never saw me growing old.
In Oakland, in Oakland.
And if I'm married to tonight, it will probably start a ride.
In Oakland, in Oakland. Everything that I needed. Now that I got you in your feelings. Everything you won't say, you tweet it. And a nigga don't like that shit at all. So treat it. Can we just roll with the feeling? Can we just roll for a minute? Wait a minute. Foot on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go, but I'm really not ready, girl, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to fall and I know you choose to stay now.
All the girlfriends saying, here we go again. Rich kid, but he act like a gentleman. Last one didn't end like it should've been. 2 dates and he still wanna get it in. And they saying it's because of the internet. Try once and it's on to the next chick. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you wanna have at it. When your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic. And you wanna be a mom and I wasn't mad at it. I was thinking about me, I'll be really bad at it. Cause I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai. Yeah, we can try. So let's try.
Same thing.
But you still don't have the time to kiss me. Just hit me. And if I left you all alone, would you still pick up the phone? It's iffy. You miss me.
I got furniture to move and we'll both be 30 soon. In Oakland, in Oakland. The only one I know is you. So the fuck I'm supposed to do? In Oakland, in Oakland.
Sticky glass.
fish between my toes. Try not to step on any bones. I turn around and I go home. I slip back through my basement door, swing shop all that I own below. Dive in the scalding wooden tub, my old beach at night, the bed in my
is on duty 24 hours a day in the blue room, just up from the parking garage. Drink plenty of water when you take these. Now you can relax and return to your job.
Trying to get me, but I won't tell, so with some time they trying to hit me. I'm innocent as fuck, but they trying to pull that I'm guilty. These lower fees is crazy, thank God I'm playing with millions. In love with the streets, you by yourself a nigga tricky. Beefing with my homies, all I think about is Nipsey. Usually sip tequila, but today I'm off the Henny. Thinking about Nipsey, nigga, had to get tipsy. Gave my heart to the gang, do it a gang, it's a no-go. With some niggas from the gang, nigga, do you for some promo. This shit in my veins, I done tattooed the logo. In court, they gon' judge me, he a member, it's for sure. But I don't care about what they think at all. Came in this world alone, I'ma leave alone, standing tall. Chin up, chest poked out like, chin up, chest poked out like, my life be polar polar, ups and downs like a roller coaster. Chin up, chest out till it's over, over. I can't live this life sober. I'm out on bail, these motherfuckers trying to get me, but I won't tell, so with some time they trying to hit me. I'm innocent as fuck, but they trying to prove that I'm guilty. The lower fees is crazy, thank God I'm playing with millions. In love with the streets, you by yourself a nigga tricky. Beefing with my homies, all I think about is Nipsey. Usually sip tequila, but today I'm off the Henny. Thinking about Nipsey, nigga, had to get tipsy. Mama need this and that, daddy need this and that, little brody need this and that, the homies need this and that, my babe mama fussing back, I grab her hair and fuck her back. It's a love and hate relationship, nigga be needing that. You can tell I'm fucked up in the head. My niggas eat the boat on, locked up but they dead. I can't sleep at night, I'm being watched by the feds. Nigga cross me, all I know is fill him up with lead. Fucked up, damn bad, 10 get beat with the label. I was a human sacrifice, cause niggas wasn't able. Human sacrifice, now I'm why niggas is able to buy, watch and hop on the yacht with everything paid for. My life be polar polar, ups and downs like a roller coaster. Chin up, chest out till it's over, over. I can't live this life sober. I'm out on bail, these motherfuckers trying to get me, but I won't tell, so with some time they trying to hit me. I'm innocent as fuck, but they trying to prove that I'm guilty. The lower fees is crazy, thank God I'm playing with millions. In love with the streets, you by yourself a nigga tricky. Beefing with my homies, all I think about is Nipsey. Usually sip tequila, but today I'm off the Henny. Thinking about Nipsey, nigga, had to get tipsy.
West Coast is DJ Head, YG is officially out on bail. Breaking news, you heard it here first, YG is officially out on bail. You know he about to go crazy though, right?
My life be polar polar, ups and downs like a roller coaster.
Just 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We are back. This is Instant Crush. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was Out on Bail by YG. And before that, Moon Over Marin by the Dead Kennedys. So shout out to the caller who requested that song. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, we love some punk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So getting right into it. Quick little sports talk. Let's talk about the NBA. The new NBA in-season tournament just debuted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling?
The courts are
they're terrible, and no one likes them. I don't think anyone likes them.
Actually, no. I like the idea of doing exactly. like an irregular court, like something that looks strange.
They
but
picked the most egregious colors.
They look like elementary school basketball courts.
Yeah,
like all I can remember is my elementary school having a blue basketball court, and that's just what.
And
I was
like
thinking.
The Celtics one isn't parquet, which is like wrong. Like yeah, no matter what you do, it has to be parquet.
You could do something inside the 3-point line, fine. That's like. But you got to do parquet if it's a C's.
You know what, though? Maybe they're looking for attention. And any attention is good attention. They want people to pay to just notice the tournament. And I don't know. People are noticing it. I don't know if they like it.
Yeah.
I've definitely noticed a shift in the way the NBA like markets itself in the past few years. Like, they're really trying to ramp it up. Like, trying to reach, like, NFL levels of, like...
Which they won't do.
No.
But it's not going to happen.
I'm just worried.
I do really like the idea of the in-season tournament, though.
Look.
I do think it's a great idea.
In concept, I actually do like it. There are two things I'd say. One, I'm so prepared for the Celtics to win the in-season tournament and then lose in the finals. And then go, oh, Jason Tatum, in-season tournament champ, that's it. Which is going to be horrible. I don't even... Because at the end of the day, the championship is what matters. The in-season tournament is
what
does not
matter.
Look,
it's only 19. You got
to
give him time.
I mean, you got to give it a couple years for the NBA Cup to be prestigious.
But it's never going to be prestigious.
Here's the deal, right? I really like it. I think it's getting overhated because people just hate change. Mm-hmm. But I think that... In a couple years, if you add incentives, like, yeah, there's a cash prize. You
they
to
need
Vegas,
to add incentives.
Like a playoff spot.
Yes,
a playoff
exactly.
spot. Automatic playoff bid. That will give teams, you could see Cinderella runs and all this kind of stuff that we love.
Right now, the incentive is for the players, and that's cool, but there needs to be incentive for the fans. And
exactly.
I was talking with someone about this the other day, and like we were going crazy in it, because like playoff spot is good, but if you're a good team already, it doesn't really mean much. So it was like, we were talking about like if you're... It doesn't decide what the prize is until the end of the season. So you'll say you win the NBA Cup, the season ends, and you're in the lottery, then your pick moves up one.
But if you're
in the playoffs, like you move up one seed or something like that, and right. it doesn't lock in until the end, because
like
otherwise there's no way to decide.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Creative. That's,
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of change in the NBA, I was checking my notes, and over the summer I had an idea about how the All-Star game is always so boring, and everybody always hates it. And why not think up a new format? So, I took a little bit of ideas from the MLB and how there's one player per team that gets in. And look, 15 roster spots on each All-Star team. East versus West, one player per team.
No.
I do not care if it's Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. Just got to beat one guy on your
this
team.
Is a,
just everybody.
This is a terrible
that
idea.
May or may, whether or not that's a good idea, it will never happen.
No, but
look, first of all, the roster for the MLB All-Star game is so much bigger. It's like triple the size. That's why they're allowed to do it. That's why it makes sense. If it wasn't like that, people wouldn't want it. No one wants an All-Star from a team that doesn't deserve it.
Well, I think that would bring more fans to the...
I don't think so. I think that's a very...
It's more of when you have
two...
You
think the Hornets fans are watching the All-Star game? Absolutely not.
I don't think... Adding LaMelo Ball, which first of all, he was an All-Star last year, but I don't think adding a player from that team is going to make more fans watch it. The problem is the game itself, not the people in the game.
I still think it would be cool.
Basketball's in a weird spot because you, like, with the Pro Bowl in the NFL, you can't really ask people to go 100% because NFL is such a violent, football is a violent sport.
But there's potential for the NBA All-Star
exactly.
game to be epic. It used to be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they should take something else from the MLB that is now defunct. And have whoever win whatever conference
home
wins,
seed advantage.
Home seed advantage in the finals, whatever conference. And like, look, that's a stupid idea. Like, if you look at the bigger picture, because you always want the better team who played better during the regular season, seeded higher, to have the home field advantage. But like, if you're really trying to get more, you know, viewership out of the All-Star game, like, got to have some sort of incentive like that.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean.
They should just play. I mean, these people make millions of dollars. The other argument is like they should just go out there and play hard because that is their job and it's an honor to be an All-Star. But apparently that's not working.
We've learned that's not going to happen.
No,
but never. It used to.
Don't
it used to work
injury,
that way.
It's the good old days. We're turning to old heads.
It was before we were even alive. That's the worst part. We've never really witnessed a competitive All-Star game except that like one Elam ending a couple years ago or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like the Elam ending because they took it away.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They changed the format back to
East versus West,
and,
but it's still Elam.
The scoring is like...
They got rid of that? Are you joking?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
It's not watching.
I thought it was just changed back to East versus West.
In the words of Jared, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm fast asleep.
Dead asleep.
All right, let's get right back to music. Got about 10 minutes left. Jared,
What's on the menu?
By request of Abraham Giles, we have Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
It's dark,
The brown that shines.